Middle East uncertainty is producing openness to Jesus. Sierra Leone's Ebola crisis hits close to home for a prison ministry, and there's no I in teamwork when it comes to getting God's word out there. Details coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. First, the government of Yemen was overthrown. Then, the death of Saudi Arabia's King Abdullah. These two events have created even more uncertainty in the Middle East. Middle East expert with E3 Partners Tom Doyle says whether it's Sunni Islamic State terrorists or Shiite radicals, they're both bad news.
They're both bent on being supreme in Islam, wiping out Christianity, eradicated in the region, and then going after Israel. So both of them are in a mad rush to try to pull that off.
Complicating that further is that Sunnis and Muslims hate each other. Muslims are afraid. Doyle tells us about one Muslim woman who was praying,
"God, where are you?" over and over. And one night she changed her prayer and said, "God, who are you? Maybe I'm praying to the wrong God, because whoever I'm praying to is either too busy or doesn't care about me." That night, Greg, she has a glorious dream about Jesus. She has come to faith in Christ.
Next, underestimated Islamic influence in Niger could be one reason why anti-Christian violence flared recently. Following the publication of satirical cartoons on Islam in the French paper Charlie Hebdo, mobs killed Christians and burned a number of churches, clinics, and an orphanage in Niger. Christian Aid Mission, your link to Indigenous Missions, reports leaders of ministries they assist think there will be more. Though they're preaching forgiveness, they're also asking you to pray for them. This is Mission Network News. You know, we've talked about the freedom climbs with Operation Mobilization before. They raise money by hiking mountains to help people who are trafficked. Well, next month, OM is starting their first ever corporate freedom climb by hiking Mount Kilimanjaro in Tanzania. Director Tina Yeager reports.
The corporate climb was created in order to get more organizations, both churches and business organizations, to rally with Operation Mobilization against these issues.
One church has already raised enough money to open a second rescue home for girls in India. And in each program, they talk about Jesus. Yeager says,
in all of our projects around the world, sharing the gospel is primary. All the rest of the issues that come with that are truly secondary, because we can do everything in the world for them, but if they don't know Jesus, they're not going to be free anyway.
Meanwhile, Sierra Leone has lifted quarantine measures put in place during the Ebola crisis. That doesn't mean it's over, because the country's at a standstill. The government has temporarily shut down public services, businesses, and internet cafes. Crossroad Bible Institute's campuses are still reeling, too. They lost four instructors to Ebola. CBI is a discipleship and advocacy ministry for prisoners and their families. Ask God to provide more instructors. Details at our website. And teamwork is the name of the game when it comes to spreading God's word. Faith Comes by Hearing's Gil Moreno.
By working together, we can overcome the obstacles that stand in the way of people receiving the scriptures in a form they can understand.
Case in point, Peru. In August, a massive earthquake struck southern Peru. FCBH and two indigenous ministries teamed up to bring physical and spiritual comfort to survivors.
Because we already have this partnership in place, we were able to respond quickly and ship the units so they could arrive in time with the other supplies.
FCBH's Proclaimers, or audio Bibles, gave great comfort to those affected by the earthquake.
This was a great example of how partnership can work toward reaching people in need.
At missionnews.org, you can help FCBH share God's word with people worldwide.
The poor are everywhere, and people need the scriptures in their heart language.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Make God's Word a priority for 2015. With your gift, I'll send you The Story. It's God's Word written in 31 easy-to-read novel-like chapters covering Genesis to Revelation. It'd be a great devotional tool for you, but also your family. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the story link. You can find it at missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.